What's the week been like for you to be back in a practice situation for the team?
It's been awesome. It really has been. It's been a joy, man. It's been fun. It's been exciting. I've been enjoying it, though. It's been awesome.
How would you describe now you're 9 days away from getting back to a game for the first time in 3 years? How would you describe your emotions about that?
It's hard to really, I guess, explain it, but maybe I'll get a better view of that when I get out there, game day, you know, practicing and stuff. It's just kind of all been real sudden, but maybe after the game I could probably give you a better description of what that feels like. But for now, I'm just kind of happy about it.
Sorry about that. Usually when players have a long layoff or away and they're coming back, they have to deal with soft tissue injuries. Mm-hmm. What have you done to maybe try and prevent that so that, you know, you don't pull something or have to deal with it?
Well, I've been training for almost a year straight, you know, prior to coming back. So I've been working out pretty crazy, and even getting here, the strength and conditioning staff have been on top of it, and they've exhausted every resources as far as going recovery and things of that nature, massages, treatment, everything that I need to do to stay on top of that. I make sure I do it. But for the most part, I'm in real good shape, so I'm okay.
As far as football skills, at this stage of your career, you just feel like it's getting back on a bike and everything comes back to you?
You definitely need fine-tuning, I think, regardless. Y'all could always get better at something. And, some places just need some work. Some places are pretty solidified, I feel, you know, but I always want to keep pushing and getting harder, getting better, and taking it to the next level as much as I can. I know it's an everyday process for me. So,
was there any rust, though, when you stepped back on that field?
None that I felt, you know, none that I was told about or that I felt. So I felt pretty good. I think I knocked that rust off prior to getting back into the building, and something I was looking forward to do, and I think I accomplished that. First day of practice, being able to adjust pretty quickly, be in shape, and make it through. So,
what about learning, you know, Hughes' offense? I know you're here last summer. Has that really helped, or are you still pretty behind, or where are you?
It's helped a great deal being here last training camp and off-season, preseason. So it's all very familiar. Most of it's the same, a few different words, terminology, but it's come back to me pretty quickly. It doesn't take me too long to pick up on offense.
Josh, you said a couple times that you're in a good place, mm-hmm. and you're walking around with a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like this is different than the other time?
I do love this environment, and these guys here, these coaches here, top to bottom, and it's just been a all-around conducive environment, what I'm trying to do. There hasn't been any type of just negativity or any type of energy being sucked out of the room, anything like that. Man, I'm in a good mental space for me, so I think that allows the rest of it kind of just to be, you know, secondary. And as long as I feel that way within myself, the rest just doesn't affect me as much. So it's all good right now. Yeah.
Josh, the other day, Hugh said that a year ago he was done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that as he got to learn more about your situation and what you've been going through, that he kind of changed his mind.
Mm-hmm.
What is that compassion mean to you, and how helpful is that to have somebody like that?
I think
turn things around for you.
I think that just shows the humanity of it. You know, for people, people can make a turn, people can make a change, you know, at any given moment, just depending on the situation and the variables in place. For him, it was just, you know, being enlightened on the situation, you know. And I think that could happen for many people, many fans, or many whoever that may have thought they were done with me or wanted to be done with me or given me another opportunity. You know, they kind of just wanted to see it through, and I'm glad that he was patient enough to do so. So I appreciate him for doing that.
Has that been unique, though? Are you finding more and more people that are more understanding about what you've been through?
Actually, yeah, definitely, most definitely. It has. It's been a resounding positive feedback across the board so far. Haven't really had the opportunity to entertain any negativity because I just haven't received any. You know, so it's been pretty well for me so far.
Do you think, Josh, if you didn't have the God-given skills that you have, that you wouldn't be getting this support?
I hope that's not the case. I couldn't necessarily speak to that hypothetical situation because I'm in the situation I'm in now, you know. So, but I hope it wouldn't be that way for someone else, or if I wasn't as gifted, I would hope that there'd be some support somewhere, you know, whether it be family, friends, somebody to rely upon. Those are the people you need to stick by in situations like this.
Hey, Josh, is guys you know, battling, you know, addiction, trying to stay sober, go through different changes in your life. We know that can affect stress levels and everything. How are you doing off the field now that you're back in the football life?
It's been pretty slow, pretty quiet for me, but it's how I like it. You know, it's consistent. I know what to expect. I know what to do. You know, so it's comfortable right now. Anything outside the field, it's still kind of modified to pertain to like the issues that go on the field and things that will transition to on-field play or just the dynamic of being in football. So outside, I kind of can. I'll consume myself a little bit with work and maybe some of the free time that I have to either be a father, take care of my daughter and things of that nature, spend time with family. But other than that, I'm trying to look on ways to be a better player right now, you know. So I'm not trying to bring too much of the workplace into the house, but for me, keeping a healthy balance of it all has been a very important thing.
Now, according to your statement, the Browns do have the option of waiting another week. Mm-hmm. To activate, do you see that unnecessary as far as football-wise? Ready to go next week?
I'm ready to go any day. Any day they want to make that call, man. But that's definitely over my head. I wish I'd give you more information on that, but I definitely feel ready to go. You know, I mean, what the team chooses to do, I think, is in the best interest of the organization and the team and these guys in here. So they'll make the right decision when it comes down to it. I mean.
The other day we saw you run a double move up the sideline where you actually had to slow up, turn mm-hmm. around, and wait for the football to get to you. Mm-hmm. How much dialogue do you have with Deshaun about how you like the ball thrown to you or where you like it thrown so that you can be, you know, caught in stride, so to speak, because he hasn't obviously had much time with you?
For right now, it's been very minimal. I'm trying to give him an opportunity with the guys that are playing this week and even last week to let their timing and rhythm continue to develop. I believe my time will come. You know, I'll just give him, we'll give each other jokes here and there about when to get the ball out and how fast it looks like I'm running or something like that. So he knows there's more work to do. I know there's more work to do on both of our parts, and that's something we can work on towards going into next week and so forth, I believe.
Would you compare Kaiser's arm with Wheaton's arm?
Both tremendous arm talent, both of them. As any young quarterback, rookie quarterback coming in that has a lot of strong arm talent behind him. The speed of the game can do a little bit to hinder you in that regard because the guys are moving faster, you might hold on to the ball longer. But like I said, he's got work to be done. He's got work to do, and I think the rest of us, the supporting cast around him, can play a part to help alleviating some of that pressure to help, you know, show what he could do with his arm talent and getting it there in the right spaces on the right timing and everything like that.
Josh, I know you're working out for a long time before you got here, but how different is it, just even from an excitement standpoint, when you're back out in a normal practice with the other 52 guys?
I mean, I love it. It's really a great group of guys. It always has been, but this group especially, they're so young and so vibrant and so many just characters and personalities going on. It's just fun just to be there and just in that midst and just watch, you know, people in their natural state. And you know, it's a surreal experience. It really is. It's just so much fun. It's such a blessing, really, when I'm able to just sit back and realize what I get to do for a living. You know, it's an honor, really. I do love it.
How about, have you thought about how you can help? They're 0-10 now, of course. Mm-hmm. How you can help, you know, get them the first victory if it doesn't come this weekend? How cool is that?
I really hope they could get it done this week. I'm pretty positive they can get it done. I'm pushing for that. I'll be on the sideline there with them, you know, rooting them on and cheering them on. But if it doesn't happen, if it happens the week I'm in, that's great. If it doesn't, you know, we're going to continue to fight every week until it's over to get a win. That's the ultimate goal. But I don't think it necessarily matters the timing of the win as long as we just get wins, honestly.
Josh,